VOA News, I'm David Berg. Amid a trade war with rival China, President Trump is moving to ease some trade tensions with U.S. allies. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president's lifting import taxes on Canadian and Mexican steel and aluminum, clearing the way for approval of a trade pact between the three nations. He slapped on the tariffs last year in the name of national security, and Canada had resisted approving the deal while they were in place.
They were hurting Canadian consumers, Canadian workers, and American workers and American consumers.
Prime Minister Justin Trudeau in Ontario, shortly before President Trump spoke here in Washington, where he did not address the tariffs, but pushed Congress to approve the deal.
A fantastic deal for our country.
The White House says he's now holding off on deciding whether to put tariffs on foreign vehicles, which would have a big impact on Europe and Japan. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Taiwan's legislature has voted to legalize same-sex marriage, a first in Asia. We get the details from AP correspondent Zaria Shakali.
Thousands of people, including same-sex couples, celebrated outside Parliament, many carrying rainbow-colored flags and placards reading, "The vote cannot fail." Lawmakers, pressured by LGBT groups, as well as church organizations opposed to the move, approved most of a government-sponsored bill that recognizes same-sex marriages and gives couples many of the tax, insurance, and child custody benefits available to male female married couples. That makes Taiwan the first place in Asia with a comprehensive law both allowing and laying out the terms of same-sex marriage. I'm Zaria Shakli.
A down day on Wall Street as tensions with China continued to pull stock prices lower. The Dow was down 0.38% while the S&P dropped 0.58. This is VOA News. UN agencies are expressing anger and sadness at the deaths and injuries of dozens of civilians in airstrikes in Yemen. We get the details from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
A spokesman for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, Jens Lierke, says preliminary reports indicate 5 children were killed and 16 wounded by the airstrike.
The injured, including the children, were rushed to hospital for medical treatment. There are several hospitals functioning there. 2 of them are being provided with support from humanitarian partners, and they have received the wounded.
The United Nations calls Yemen the world's worst humanitarian crisis. It reports nearly 80% of the country's population of 24 million needs humanitarian assistance and protection. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Brexit talks appear to have collapsed one day after British Prime Minister Theresa May set out a timetable for her exit from office, the latest sign of a government in tatters. Labour Party head Jeremy Corbyn sent a letter to May saying that Brexit talks have gone as far as they can because of the instability of her government and its refusal to change its position.
We want to have a customs arrangement with the European Union that protects jobs and trade, and we want to have a dynamic relationship on rights. We've put those views very strongly to the government.
Prime Minister May says that negotiations have stalled because Labour has not made its position clear.
We haven't been able to overcome the fact that there isn't a common position in Labour about whether they want to deliver Brexit or hold a second referendum, which could reverse it.
The two major British parties have been at a stalemate for weeks over a deal outlining the conditions by which Britain will withdraw from the European Union. The revised deadline for the pullout is October 31st. U.S. police have evicted a small group of demonstrators from the Venezuelan embassy here in Washington after a weeks-long protest by the group against U.S. policy toward the South American nation. Law enforcement officials raided the building Thursday and arrested 4 demonstrators. That paves the way for the diplomatic compound to be handed to the U.S. envoy of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who is recognized by the United States. Demonstrators had been occupying the building in an upscale Georgetown neighborhood since mid-April, saying they consider Nicolas Maduro the legitimate president of Venezuela. A foreign military airstrike in Afghanistan's embattled Helmand province mistakenly killed 17 government forces and wounded 14 others. A U.S. military spokesman said Afghan forces had called for close air support while they were fighting the Taliban. It was thought the area was clear of friendly forces, but it was not. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.